Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having John Horvat back on the show. John is a great member of our Brain Trust. He has been hanging out with us now for about a handful of years. He is the author of Lighting the Way, also Return to Order, one of my favorite books. And he's a member of the Philadelphia Society, the National Association of Scholars of Christian Economists, and he's our good friend. John Horvat, welcome back.
Great to be on the show.
It's good to have you back, John. So, John, you were with me in January.
Okay.
January 20th. And at that point, I was starting to study what was going on in China. I've got a handful of China experts. And right after you were on, I started interviewing those experts. And in the month of February, I interviewed all five of them, and in the middle of February, I wrote a Black Swan article about, you know, telling people a little bit about coronavirus and COVID-19. But at that point in time, during our visit and right after that, the world was rocking and rolling pretty much. I mean, in my career, I'd never seen anything like it. And here we are, you know, barely 3 months later, 2 or 3 months later, and things have been turned completely upside down. This is totally unprecedented, isn't it?
Definitely. I mean, in such a short time, it just so much has been erased just like that, and I would say needlessly.
Explain.
Well, I don't think we had to shut down like we did shut down. I think we could have done it in a much wiser way, you know, in a way which would have, let's say, taken into consideration of the business owner instead of just, you know, these very draconian rules that just force people, the very people who should be allies in this fight, you've just demobilized them and put them on the sideline.
Well, it began, I think, the two motivators that caused all this mayhem was, number one, if it was as bad as the models initially looked,
right.
they were worried that the health system was going to be overloaded. And that could have been a catastrophe, number one. And the other thing was the political motivation by all parties. Every politician, no matter who they were, wherever they are on the planet, worried that if they didn't take action,
right,
that they would not get reelected. So you got to throw those two things together, and you've got what we now know were probably bad models. And there's nothing charming about or redeeming about the political motives. That's a bad cocktail, isn't it?
Definitely. And, you know, there's no one held accountable. You know, these models, especially the London Imperial College model,
right.
I mean, is...
Tell us, remind us about that. I've heard, I know a little bit about the Ferguson model. Remind people about this. This is where it all began, folks. Go ahead.
Right, yeah. He projected 2.2 million deaths. For America, and then the people started trying to work out the math behind it, and they said, oh, I made a mistake. It should be 200,000.
And
it's based on 13-year-old code, and I really don't understand. I don't remember how I got that code. It's undocumented.
Yeah, this is a guy. This is a guy named Ferguson out of England.
Ferguson,
folks.
Yeah.
And they were
just resigned.
And basically everything that's going on right now. What I talked about earlier about how we all got so frightened by how bad things could be, it was based on his model, wasn't it?
Right, and then he's resigned. He resigned his post because he was breaking the social isolation models that he himself was put in power. So
right.
I mean, but he's not held to account. You know, he should be fired. He should be tried. It's criminal what he did.
It's criminal. That's exactly right. So the thing that upsets me about all this, John, is the politicians didn't give citizens, Americans, I'm just going to talk about America for right now, they didn't give us credit for seeing the risk, assessing the risk, and making our own decisions that would probably turn out to be better than what politicians did. They didn't, and instead, they usurped their, they claimed rights that they didn't have constitutionally, didn't they?
Right, yeah. I mean, there is the German model. The German government did not close everything down and gave people the option of staying open.
Yeah.
And 80% of the firms stayed open. And many of them ran at, 70, 80, 90% of the capacity during the whole thing.
Yeah.
And they put into effect their own rules. They did their own testing.
John, hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break. I'm going to come back, and we're going to have more reporting from our good friend John Horvat after the break. 22. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.